Well, the budget, I suppose, for people with an intellectual disability, which would be who we represent, it touched on a number of issues. The one that really hit the media hard was the disability allowance. Thankfully, the government decided to roll back on that and to leave things as they were for the time being, pending a full review of the disability allowance. Also, with regard to education, the Education for Persons with Special Education Needs Act, that was halted in Budget 2009, whereby all the provisions that are in that we're being told that they're going to be put on hold for the time being, but we haven't got a definite date as to when they will now be enacted. And also other provisions in education, such as the pupil-teacher ratio being enlarged, that obviously will have negative implications for children with special needs.
Mm-hmm. With regard to education, what was supposed to happen and what now has been put on hold?
Well, the Education for Persons with Special Education Needs Act was brought in 2004, and in that act a number of provisions were made, most notably the setting up of the National Council for Special Education Needs. Now, the National Council for Special Education Needs put forward a proposal to the Department of Education in 2006, whereby it said this is what needs to happen with regard to rolling out the act, and so far nothing has been heard back from the department with regard to that plan. One of the main provisions in EFSIN, which would help children with special needs, is the provision of special education or individual education plans for children. This would allow for a child's development to be assessed as their education progresses and then reassessed continuously down the line. Now, unfortunately, that would be one of the things that would be halted because EFSIN, the Education for Persons with Special Education Needs Act, will not be implemented as at the moment. Mm.
Would you accept, though, as I presume the TDs will argue, that it's hard times and we all have to roll back and we all have to make cutbacks?
While everybody is vulnerable at the moment, and it's something that we've emphasised in the last couple of weeks, we held a major pre-budget press conference with four other intellectual disability organisations prior to the budget, and in that we're saying everybody is vulnerable at the moment. You have dole queues that are bigger than they've been for 20 years. You have people who have been on very high incomes who are now facing job losses. Everybody is feeling vulnerable, but what we're trying to emphasise is things are already bad for people with an intellectual disability. So for them to get worse would be to seriously negate their basic rights they have at the moment. And the Education for Persons with Special Education Needs Act, what it was really doing was it was giving children with special needs their basic rights with regard to being given an education. I mean, you know, if you have a son or a daughter who does not have special needs, you take it for granted that your child will be able to go to school, will be able to get the correct education, and will be able to be helped along the way whenever needs be. But for children with special needs, that's not a given. And EPSIN would have allowed that provision, would have allowed children to be given their right to an education. And unfortunately, with EPSIN being halted, that provision is also being halted.
So what would you like to see happening in the future? How are you going to deal with the current situation that you're now facing?
Well, as I said, everybody's vulnerable at the moment, but with things like the Education for Persons with Special Education Needs Act, it's a basic right, so we think that it needs to be rolled out immediately. As I said before, the National Council for Special Education gave the Department of Education a plan on how to roll out this act in 2006, and so far no real response has been given from the Department of Education. So the Department of Education needs to give a real response to that, needs to outline, well, we accept your plan, or we don't accept your plan, or we will change it in this way or that way and take it from there. But this act needs to be rolled out and children need to be able to be given their right to an education.
What will it mean for teachers as well? Because, I mean, classroom sizes are going to be increased, so perhaps even the plans that might have been in place are now going to be even more difficult to implement.
Well, needless to say, when you have bigger class sizes, it's harder for the teachers to give those children, the time they need to give them the proper education or to give them the attention they need in certain areas. And this is true of all children, regardless of whether those children have special needs. Obviously, when a child has special needs, this becomes heightened. But for teachers, it's going to be increasingly difficult, I think, with bigger class sizes because, you know, teachers already at the moment have class sizes in excess of 30. That's going to only get worse over the next few years. And so for the pupils with special needs and their parents and families and for the teachers, they will see that child's development faltering. And it's highly unfortunate and it'll have huge implications for that child as they grow into adulthood.
What advice, or would you have advice for parents of children with special needs? What advice could you give them?
Well, at the moment, we're campaigning for the Education Act, the Education for Persons with Special Education Needs Act, to be rolled out immediately and to, you know, hopefully get behind us in this campaign and hopefully, you know, help us get feedback to us on what's happening on a ground level, and then get behind our campaign and hopefully we can push it forward.